Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Shalom, saints. It's a blessing to be sharing with you this morning. Not just those here that are in the sanctuary, but also those that are tuning in online on iChurch that is streaming live right now in English and in Spanish. So we're thankful for that. Thankful for another opportunity to be sharing on this subject that we've been talking about, the power of his kingdom, accessing his greatness. Say, accessing his greatness. And just to give you all just a nugget of truth, we at 3CLA, Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, we're a non-denominational ministry. It is about truth. It's not about tradition or religion or denomination. It's about truth and relationship. Hallelujah. Who has truth? Who wants truth? I want truth. So what we do is we consider ourselves the Church for Truth Seekers. We seek truth. So that means we go into the Word. We look up not only the words, the meaning of the words, and we look into the Hebrew and the Greek, but we also look into the real names, the actual names that, you know, were in the original text. And we find that the name Jesus did not come until 1611. So what were they calling him prior to 1611? See, we have to be a workman that needeth not be ashamed. We have to study to show what? The pastor? No. Tell your neighbor, we got to study to show ourselves. Approved. So that means that you can't just come here and listen to what I say and just take that to the bank. You got to like, where was that again, Pastor? Okay, let me look that up. Let me study that. The word tells us to be, we're supposed to be workmen that needeth not be ashamed. Rightly, what? Dividing the what? Word of truth. So that means that if there is a rightly dividing or the rightly discerning, rightly knowing the word, then there has to be an opposite of that, which is what? Wrongly doing it. And so we want to be those that are rightly doing it. So we have completely turned ourselves over to the truth that is in the word. He told us to not add anything to his word and not to take what? Anything away from it. So that is why we are seeking truth. So I am thankful. So we found in our study that if the name Jesus came in 1611, what were they calling him then? Before then, we find that that is the name Yeshua. That is the original. And that word, that name means he will save, he will deliver, and he will rescue. The very purpose that he was sent here to do, his name actually says that. And so I'm thankful because coming to that knowledge gives me more of a relationship with the Savior, right? I know his name, and I know what his name means, and that puts me in a situation when I was talking about Bible study, I want to know more. Who wants to know more? I mean, sometimes it's like, I ain't going to listen to that pastor because I already know that. Really? You know everything there is to know about the word, every revelation, every truth. How are you, Apostle? Do you know everything? He says, no, sir, I'm still learning. And how long have you been in the word of truth? 50 years. Yeah, go ahead and give it up. So you've been in the word 50 years and you're still what? The word is ever revealing. It's ever birthing new revelation. And so you got to, of course, you need the Holy Spirit to be able to get through that. Because what? The Holy Spirit is going to what? Teach and lead you into what? Some truth? All truth. I don't know about y'all, but I want to be all that I can be. There was a commercial back in the day. Whose commercial was that? Was it the Army? And the Army was what? Be all you can be. Well, last I checked, I believe that we were in the Army. Tell your neighbor, we enlisted. We're in the Army of the Lord. I believe there was a song. I hear the sound of the what? Of the Army of the Lord, right? So we are in a spiritual army. We are his soldiers. And so in that instance, we should want to be what? All we can be. So I'm not leaving anything on the table. So this is what we've been talking about. One of the key components of being all we can be is recognizing who we are in his kingdom. Who we are right now in his kingdom, right? And I don't know about you, but it doesn't make sense spinning your wheels. Why are you coming to church if you're not trying to be better? Why are you spending all these years and years if you don't want to go higher? Right? Who wants to go higher? I want to go higher. Apostle, again, I will borrow, I won't say steal, your phraseology. Well, y'all think y'all better than every... No, we're not saying we better. We're just saying we're higher. Right? I want to go higher. Higher knowledge. Tell your neighbor we're higher. If that's who we are. We're higher. And we should be as high as we can be. I mean, in the spirit. Let's get that straight. Let's get that straight. In the spiritual sense, don't go out here talking about Pastor Tom said we should be as high as we should be. No. In the spiritual sense, we should want to gain higher knowledge, higher understanding, because he has a purpose for our lives. And because he saved you, he has a purpose for you. He didn't save you for nothing. He saved you for what? Purpose. Say it to yourself. He saved me for purpose. And wherever you are, whether you're on your job, whether you're in your families, whether you're in your neighborhoods, wherever you are, you have purpose. I look at it like this. When I was on my job in corporate for 15 years, I was on assignment. That was my assignment. Yeah, I was getting a paycheck. But I was a representative of the kingdom. So people came to my cube. I had a prayer cube. Yeah, people came for encouragement. Pray for me. And we weren't supposed to have it, but I had a little curtain that I would pull, you know. Modify my cube a little bit. Sometimes you need to eat in private, you know what I'm saying? So I put a little thing up there like, okay, don't bother me right now. I'm eating. Put little signs or whatever. But people would come in there and we would pray. So I pulled the little thing closed. And they knew me to be a representative of the kingdom. I wasn't even pastoring. But people knew that I was a church boy. They knew my daddy was a pastor. So there was an expectation, but I had let it penetrate my life. I had my own relationship with God. And so I was like, listen, everybody knew that I was a church boy. Everybody knew that I went to sang in the choir and did everything. And so when they needed something, when they found need in their life, guess where they came? To somebody that they knew was a representative of the kingdom. I ain't nobody special. I'm just available. Anybody just available? I'm available to be used. I'm available to be used. So that's what we should all be. And so Yahweh, and we use his Hebrew name of God. We use the tetragrammaton in the Hebrew, Yod Heh Vav Heh. Yahweh has a method to whereby you can represent him in the kingdom. He has three different ways he talks about the kingdom, and he manifests it in his word that you can utilize all three. Say it's a threefold attack. And we're about to wrap this up this week because we've been talking about it for a few weeks. But there was so much to cover. But really quickly, when you hear about the kingdom, it's manifested in three different ways in the word. So you'll hear a phrase in the word that says, the kingdom of God. Say the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. Then you'll hear the kingdom of heaven. Say the kingdom of heaven. Then you will hear just the kingdom. Say the kingdom. And someone would say, don't make no difference. It actually does. Each of those phrases means something specific. Okay? And so we found out in study that when we see in the word, as we're reading the word, when we see the kingdom of God, we found that to be the nature and character of God, his very nature and character. Say that. So it's on the board. So when you see, when you're reading the word and it says, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Yahweh, that is the nature and character of him. So that is like who he is, his essence, what he would do, right? And so when we see that, that means that that is the effect that his kingdom has on us, in us. We should be seeking the nature and character of him. So when we go to Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse, that scripture told us to, and you don't have to turn there, but this is what we found in review. Matthew 6:33 said, seek ye first the kingdom of God or Yahweh and his righteousness. And guess what? All these things. And it says things, but I'm telling y'all things because it's everything that you think you need. Do y'all need stuff? Just shout out some of the stuff you need. Basic stuff. Food. Shelter. Cars. Transportation. Jobs. I hear it. I hear you. Tell your neighbor that's stuff. And see, one of the problems is that we as believers, we get distracted, and instead of seeking his nature and his character, because it tells us right here, it's very plain. It says, seek first. Some of y'all are seeking, but you're not seeking him first. He's like third or fourth. I need my job. I need my house. And then I need my car. And then I need God. I don't mean it. I never said that, but that's what you're demonstrating. You know, a lot of stuff y'all don't have to say. No. You're real good at just demonstrating it. If I can watch what you do, I don't even have to hear you open your mouth. Because by watching what you do, I got you. By watching what you do and how you act, I've located you. I know where your priorities are. How do you know that? Because you demonstrate. Right? Don't y'all demonstrate stuff? You say one thing and you demonstrate something else. Anybody ever been in a relationship? And the person say, I love you. But then the demonstration is something whole lot different. How is the demonstration different? Well, he said he loved you, but he's over there with Susie Q. So, where's the love? If you love me, don't, y'all have said this in your relationship. If you love me, what you doing with her? And the word tells us, you cannot love two masters. You either what? Love one and despise the other. And so we're doing that. We're putting masters above our relationship with God. So he tells us, he was like, listen, if you guys want to be taken care of in my kingdom, do this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, which is his righteousness, is his character, his nature, and his right. And then it says, and all the things and the stuff will be what? So he'll add it. Say, if I need it, he'll add it. And if y'all really got this thing right, if you're really seeking the kingdom, he'll add some stuff that you didn't even know you needed. You didn't even know. I was like, wow, where'd this come from? And then you find out the next day, I did need that. That's the kind of God that we serve. So that's what we should want. So say, I need to seek his character.
I need to seek his character.
First. All right. So that's what we see. The second thing we saw was, it says, we'll see the kingdom of heaven. Say the kingdom of heaven. And our definition, so when we see the kingdom of heaven in the word, it is a geographical location. And the beauty of this is that that is where the government of God, or Yahweh, and the systems of God, or Yahweh, is what? Located. So that is where the, how things work. We pray to what? Yahweh, who is in what? Our Father, who art where? In heaven. Hallowed be your what? Name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in what? So if we want change on earth, where are we directing our prayers to? Heaven. And heaven, the kingdom of heaven, is where he lies. And that's where the systems of, but listen, yes, we serve a God that is omnipotent and he's everywhere, all at the same time. We understand that. But the specific source of where he is at is heaven. That's where he's seated. That's where the government of him. So actually, we found in the word that he's dispatching angels on your behalf. Right? We're not praying to angels. We're praying to him. And then what does he do? On whose behalf? On our behalf. Right? So there is a connection between the character and nature, the kingdom that is of Yahweh that is in us, and then the location of the kingdom of heaven, right? And so we found out that if you go to Matthew, the 16th chapter, and we like to say Matityahu, because that is the Hebrew name of Matthew, Matityahu. And we went to, let's go to the 13th verse, and it says, when Yeshua came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? And so he was asking his disciples, who do men say that I am? And so we found, skip to the 17th verse. And K4 Peter had said, yes, you're, they're saying that you're all these people, all these different prophets. But he said, who do you say I am? He says, you are the Messiah. You're the one that we've been waiting for. Right? You're the Son of the living God. And so the 17th verse says, because you've said this, because you made this connection, Yeshua answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon, which was Simon Peter, or Simon Kepha. Bar-Yonah means the son of Jonah. For flesh and blood did not reveal that I was the Messiah unto thee, but my Father, which is where? In heaven. Get ready for the connection. 18th verse says what? And I also say unto you that thou art Kepha, or Peter, and upon this rock I will what? Build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. 19th verse. And because of this faith and belief that you have that I am the Messiah, I'm going to give you something. And the 19th verse says, and I will give unto you the keys of the what? So because you know who I am, because you have relationship, because you're locked in with me now, right? Let me give you something. I'm going to give you the keys. Now, what do y'all know about keys? They open up stuff and they lock up stuff, right? So not only do you have the keys to your car, the keys to your house, the keys to whatever you got keys to, but now you got some supernatural keys to the kingdom of heaven. And with those supernatural keys, you can do some stuff. Some things can change on earth because you have got keys to heaven. You've lifted up your petition from heaven. So we said this earlier. So, hey, you got a problem with sickness? Is sickness trying to manifest itself in your life here on earth? You got the key. What you gonna do with the key? In the name of Yeshua, who has given me the keys, I am locking up sickness in heaven right now. I am locking it up. And then I am unlocking healing right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. And because what I do in heaven is going to be manifested on earth, because I have locked up sickness in heaven and because I have unleashed healing in heaven, I have locked up sickness on earth and I unleashed my healing on earth. How can I do that? With the keys. That's why I'm trying to explain to you guys that stop just going through your life every day as a believer just settling for regular stuff. You're like, it's a regular day. It's a regular day. I'm going to do regular stuff. I'm going to do regular stuff. You got keys. There should be some supernatural manifestation in your day. I mean, that's the truth. What are you saved for? I'm saved to experience my relationship with Yahweh. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saved just to wait until I'm in his bosom when I die. He's saying, son, you can experience me right now. Say right now. Say right now. So that's, I can't settle for regular stuff in my day. You should not have just a regular day. And it's not about you all the time. You can produce some supernatural manifestation in other folks' lives because of the power that you have. You can agree. You can intercede. Right? We're saved so we can manifest the kingdom. And so when we saw that, we were like, yes, who wants that? Who wants that? I want it. Last thing, when we see the kingdom, just the kingdom in the word, it means the culture of the kingdom that is of dominion and rule in the earth. That is our dominion and power and authority manifested. So when we see a prayer answered, when we see favor generated in our behalf, when we see something move, when we see something happen, when we see something disappear. What do you mean something disappear? I gave you a testimony. They're trying to say something was in my wife's breast, and she don't mind because she knows she got the testimony. She got that testimony for a reason. And we like, oh, we got to go get the test. We get the test. They say something's there. So we say, okay, well, we're going to get the retest. We got the retest. They look. They say, I can't find nothing. It's gone. That's kingdom manifestation. Because we prayed. We was like, spiritually, we was like, uh-uh. So y'all got to get that way. When something adverse tries to come up in your life, you have the power to say, uh-uh, I got the keys. Say, uh-uh. But see, this is a problem. Some of y'all, when something manifests, you say, uh-huh, yeah, that's my cancer, uh-huh, that's my allergy, That's my report. I don't receive that. You got the power. Listen, listen, y'all. Go to the doctor. It's okay. I'm telling you to go to the doctor because we need evidence of the manifestation. So go to the doctor, listen to the doctor's first report. Say, okay, I understand what you say, doctor, but I know you got a doctorate degree and, you know, maybe you went to Harvard Medical. And I understand what you're trying to tell me, but I am the child of the Most High God. So I'm saying, And then I'm going to pray on that. I'm going to take it to a higher authority than you. So doctor, I'm going over your head. And then I'm going to come back a few weeks later. After I've lifted up my petition, after I've locked up sickness and unlocked healing, and then I'll come back to you for another report. And when I come back to you for another report, you're going to tell me it's gone. I don't know what happened. Boom. And don't get scared, y'all, if you haven't heard it before. When we experience the manifestation of the kingdom, like making something happen on earth, we got a sound for it. And we say, boom. That's just what we say. When we see a prayer answered, we say, boom. There it is. That's what he did. Right? Because listen, he says, whatever you shall what? Bound in earth shall be what? Bound on heaven. And whatever you shall what? Loose on the earth shall be what? That is the power that we have. So when we see the kingdom manifestation, that's a boom. That is what we experience. And that is what we want to see. We want to see his kingdom manifested. First in us. Second, with our relationship and connection with him. And then third, here on earth. That's the boom. And so when we understand that, the enemy doesn't like it. Because listen, where is the diagram that I made from all these scriptures? So here's us. And that kingdom is being manifested. His righteousness, his character, boom, it's on us, right? Then we got the keys up here where we're praying and giving our petitions and he's binding and loosing. And then we have the kingdom where all the things that we are believing for up here are being manifested down here. Somebody say, that's the boom. So it's a threefold attack. We got the kingdom in us, his righteousness, his character. We got keys to where he is, where he's dispatching and making stuff happen. And then we have the manifestation of what he does. And guess what? People see this. People see this. People see the boom. And I told y'all, when they were talking about 15 years of going through layoffs, 15 years of trying to worry about if I was going to have a job or not. The enemy was trying to make me worry. I was like, I got my job. My job is good. And guess what? They was like, nah, your department is disposable. No. My department is not disposable. My department is based upon what Yahweh says my department is. I got my job, and sure enough, folks, it was telling me I should be worried. They gone. And I was able to be in a position to lay down my job. I didn't have to get laid off. I laid it down. There's a difference. There's a difference between laid off and saying, you know what? Peace out. There's a difference. But listen to this. So listen, we talked about this, and this is how we're going to wrap this up. So there's an urgency in all this. There's an urgency. This is what bothers me when believers say, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. If you don't do nothing else, you need to manifest this. You need to seek his nature and character. You need to understand how to handle the keys, right? How to believe for certain things. And then you need to be able to understand when he manifests, when he operates in your behalf. Because people see this, and they see this, they're drawn to his kingdom. They're like, what? You still got your job? What church you go to? You said it, and it happened. My grandma was sick, and I told you guys to have your church pray for her. And then now she's fine. She out of the hospital. Where do I go to? This is what happens, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. So go here. This is all through the power of his kingdom. All right. And so let's go to Matthew, the 28th chapter. I love it. And the kingdom of darkness don't like this. Because the kingdom of darkness wants to take this power away from you. They want to distract you. Okay? And we're going to go here to 28. And we're going to say to 16th verse. All right. You got it? It says, then when the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Yeshua had appointed them. 17th verse. And when they saw him, they what? Worshipped him, but what? Some doubted. Now, remember, Yeshua in all his power and glory and might. Remember, he died on the cross. He was crucified, right? And then he what? Was buried. And then he what? Rose again on the third day. So after the resurrection, he appeared unto his disciples, supernaturally, right? He had not ascended yet, but he was walking with them for about 40 days, I believe, sharing with them some things of the kingdom that they were going to need to know before he finally ascended to be on the right hand of the Father. But check this out. There were 11 dudes, but I thought there were 12 dudes. What happened to the 12th one? Who was the 12th? Judas, who committed suicide after he betrayed Yeshua. So now here we are with 11. Say 11. And so go back to 16. And then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Yeshua had appointed them, where he would teach them there. The 17 says, and when they saw him, they worshiped him because they saw a super manifestation of who he was, right? And they worshiped him, but there was a problem. Why are we saying some doubted? Some, are you telling me after all that, after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, after the temple was rent in twine from top to bottom, after all that, he appears unto them and some doubt. These are 11 of his boys. He hung out with them to teach them as a rabbi. And they did not even believe fully that that was him. How is that possible? Well, let me tell you how. How do y'all doubt? Why is it that you've been saved, but yet you worship him? You came here to worship service, but you still what? What you doubting for? Either you're going to believe this thing or not. Either you're going to pursue his kingdom and let him manifest in your life, let him manifest or not. And they were walking with him. But you got the Holy Spirit up inside of you, supernatural power. Tell your neighbor, what we doubting for? No, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you to tell them what you doubting for. I told you to tell them what we doubting for. What we doubting for? Why? We got this power. Why are we doubting? But they did. And 18th verse says what? which I love. And Yeshua came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. What? Who got the power? Yeshua got the power. And if Yeshua got the power, who got the power? Tell yourself, if Yeshua got the power, I got the power. I know I do. Because guess what? When he supernaturally went down, he got something back. Guess what? That old trick of trying to take away the power is still trying to go on today. Go to Luke real quick. The fourth chapter. Luke 4:6. Yes, we're going to get through this today. Okay. Luke 4:6. Now, before Yeshua had died on the cross, the enemy was trying to mess with him. How dare he? But listen to this. Why are you falling all out and getting bent out of shape when the enemy tries to attack you? I said tries to attack you. I say tries to attack you. I say tries to attack you. I say tries. Because bottom line is, you already won, but he gonna try. Now, the only reason that he would be successful in his trying is that you don't believe that he's already been defeated. If you believe that he's already been defeated, if he tries, you already know you got the victory. So what you tripping for? So he's saying right here, the devil said unto him, Yeshua, the devil had the audacity, the unmitigated gall, the bodaciousness to mess with the child, the son of the Most High God. Well, if you mess with Yeshua, guess what? He don't mess with you. So when he messed with Yeshua, he said to Yeshua, all this power. Because remember, who gave Satan that power? Adam and Eve when they turned it over. But see, Yeshua was like, you fool. You sitting up here messing with me. But what you don't know is very shortly, I'm going to go down there, I'm going to shake up your kingdom, and I'm going to take the keys and the power. He said, I'm taking it back. But, you know, he was like, okay, this is the devil. So the devil's like, all power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, because I got it from Adam. And I can give it to whomsoever I will give it. But he didn't have no real power. He was just wolfing at the big game. And what did Yeshua tell him? Get thee behind me. So right now, even in this day and age, you got the Holy Ghost. Manifestation of that Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. You got the power dwelling inside of you, the very power of Yahweh that created the heavens and the universe and everything. And he said, I've got that inside of you. And you're going to let some devil come tell you that he's got the power? When you got the power? Who got the power? Who got the power and the authority and the dominion? We got the power and the dominion. So why are we tripping? So go here. Go to 1 John, the third chapter. See, if y'all really would get indignant and be like, I ain't settled for nothing less but kingdom. I'm not settling for anything but kingdom. 1 John, third chapter. You got it? He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, for the Son of Yahweh was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Yeshua came and was manifested that he would what? What are the works of the devil? Him tempting you, him trying to put an okey-doke on you, him trying to make you sick, him trying to do all kinds of stuff, him trying to add confusion to your life, him trying to take your finances, him trying to let you confess that you broke. Just because your checking account says negative $2.35, don't you ever say that you broke. Because you are the child of the Most High God, and your needs are supplied by him. But it says, I don't care what your checking account says. Who says that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory? Who said that? You must not believe it. I said, who said that? Then if he said that he would supply all your needs, why are you saying, I'm broke, I got negative 250 in my account? You better take them keys and you better lock up brokenness, and you better unleash the abundance that he said that is available to you. He's going to destroy what? The works of the devil. So why are you allowing the works of the devil to manifest? Who's got the power to destroy the works of the devil? Tell your neighbor, we got the power to destroy the works of the devil. We got it. So, this is the key, y'all. You got to be all that you can be. You got to want this. You got to want the power to manifest in your life. Somebody is waiting. Go to Romans, the 8th chapter. Yahweh is waiting for you to be the best you can be. Yahweh is back here encouraging you, saying, my child, my daughter, my son, what's up? I got so many things planned for you. When are you going to understand the power that you have in me? When are you going to understand this? For the 8th verse says, 18th chapter says what? For I reckon, or I believe, that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be what? Ooh. Do y'all understand that there is a glory that's going to be revealed in you? And what you're going through right now at this moment, where you thinking it's adverse, it cannot even compare to if you just hold on and let him manifest in you. If you just hold on and let that glory be revealed. And the enemy does not want the Yahweh's glory to be revealed in you. So he's trying to hold you back. He's trying to block you. He's trying to throw some crazy relationships in your path. He's trying to mess with you. Whatever is keeping you from his glory, I'm telling you today, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. There's some stuff that's coming between you and his glory being revealed in you. And whatever that stuff is, let it go. And he's saying, if you let it go, I'm going to manifest something in you. I'm going to move in you. And so the 19th verse says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. Creation is waiting for you. Creation is waiting for you to be all that you can be. There's an urgency here. And excuse me if I holler for a second here. But there's an urgency. It's like this time is winding up. And he's saying, I need my sons and daughters to let me manifest so my kingdom can manifest. I need my kingdom to manifest in my children. And I need my kingdom to manifest outside of my children by the faith that my children have in me. And I want to cover the earth with my glory, but I need my children to allow me to manifest. In Luke 12 chapter, I only got three more to hit you with, and then we'll be good. But you got to get this. Luke 12, 32. He says, fear not, little flock. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants to give y'all the kingdom. Tell your neighbor, he wants to give it to us. He wants that manifestation to show. He's not trying to trick y'all. He's saying, listen, I want you to have everything that I have prepared for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what Yahweh has what? Prepared for those of us who love him. Tell yourself, I have no idea of the glory that he's going to be able to reveal in me. So it's his good pleasure. So let me give you this. Go to Matthew 24. We've got to let his kingdom come through here, y'all. Because this Matthew 24. This is why the urgency is. You got 24:14? Got it? Say, I got it. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then this thing's going to wrap up. And he wants his kingdom to be preached. How is that going to happen? He wants his, and preach, don't think that you got to give the answer. Ah, yeah. That's not preaching. That's just somebody. But it says, this gospel shall be proclaimed. How is it proclaimed? Through y'all. And through y'all to what? All the nations. And then shall the end come. So if the end is coming, why are we spinning our wheels doing nothing? Why are we spinning our wheels worrying? Why are we spinning our wheels stressing out? Why are we spinning our wheels doubting? Why are we spinning our wheels in fear? In the mighty name of Yeshua, we have conquered all of the works of the enemy. We've already overcome that. We've already locked that up. And if you haven't locked it up, you're wasting time, because the end shall come. In 1 Corinthians, go there. Wait, no. Don't do that yet. Go to Matthew 25. Huh. I'm going to finish this today. We only got two to go. I'm going to finish it today. We're going to be on something new. But we've got to get this. Matthew 25, 32. So he said his gospel is going to be preached to all nations, right? So Matthew 25, 32. You got to say, I got it. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Oh God, look around the room. We are together now. But those who are spinning their wheels, not letting the kingdom manifest, that's a goat. The ones who are allowing Yahweh to manifest, allowing him to come through, they're his sheep. And before him shall all the nations be separate one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. 33. And he shall set the sheep. See, the right, y'all don't understand. The right hand of Yahweh, that's a right hand of power. That's where Yeshua is. He's on the right hand of the Father. So if Yeshua is on the right hand of the Father, he says he's going to take the sheep. Where the sheep at? So he's going to take the sheep on his right hand, which is a place of power. But guess what? The goats are going to go to the left. Slide on up the goats. I don't want to be on the left.
No.
Who want to be on the left? See, somebody raised their hand. Who wants to be on the right? Who wants to be on the left? You better get it right. 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And the last scripture. 1 Corinthians. Everything that we have believed Yah before, everything that we allowed him to manifest through us, everything that we have proclaimed, all the healings that we've believed him for, all the things that, all the answered prayers that he has manifested. All of that is for purpose. And 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 24th verse. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom. All the work, everything that his children have been working towards, all the souls that are being saved, all the testimonies of the saints of victory and power, all those that have walked in and gone, all of his sheep. And when the end comes, he says he's going to deliver up the kingdom to Yahweh, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. 25th. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. 26. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And we stand right now, before the end comes, in all of the power, in all of the glory, in all the dominion, and all of the authority that Yahweh has placed in us. It is our job to advance the kingdom on earth before the end comes. It is our job to be the sheep that are going to be on his right hand. It is our job to continue to tell our testimony. It is our job to continue to make sure that souls are saved no matter where they may be. It is our job to manifest the kingdom until he returns. Is anybody going to work this kingdom? Who's going to work the kingdom? Who's going to let Yahweh manifest? Who's going to let his glory be revealed? Who's going to do that? If we don't do it, who will let his glory be revealed? I don't know about you. I want his glory. Father Yahweh, I want your glory. I want your glory. We need your glory. We need your kingdom manifest. So, Father, bow your head wherever you are. Father, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. And Father, as representatives of your kingdom, we want to see your kingdom manifest. We want you to use us in a mighty and dynamic way. Father, you have told us time and time again that you have given us power. You have given us authority. You have given us dominion. And so right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we seize hold of that power. We seize hold of that authority. We seize hold of that dominion. We grab hold. Father, we don't doubt you anymore. Forgive us if we have doubted. But our desire is to see you manifest. Your glory revealed, Father. Because we know the end is coming. We know the time is winding up. But we want to be used by you. Father, is there anything that's hindering? Is anything keeping us from being all that we can be in you? Right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, right now, we lay aside every weight, everything that so easily tries to beset us, and we press towards the mark of the high calling. That is our desire. We want to be in your high calling, Father. We know you've saved us for purpose. We know that you've saved us, and you've called us to this great work. Truly, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. But we are the laborers. We desire to be those that you are looking for. You're seeking those that are going to worship you in spirit and truth, those that are going to represent you, those that are going to carry your kingdom forward, those that are going to stand in faith, those that are going to believe, those that care about souls being saved. That's us. So, Father, we say, send us, we'll go. Send us, we'll go. Tell us what you want, we'll perform it. So right now, Father, as a mighty army, we're going forth. And we're going to find the lost souls, Father Yahweh. We're going to find those that you need us to find. We're going to tell those that you need us to tell. We're going to embrace those you need us to embrace. Because we want to see your kingdom glorify and manifest till you come again. And we give you glory. To thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And those that believe, we say, Amen. And Amen. Give you praise. Hallelujah. Just bow your head for a moment.